The Arts Beat on KUAF. The Fayetteville-based band Witch Sister is Stephanie Pettit vocals, Skylar Pettit guitar, Stevie Pettit bass, and Kelsey Pettit drums. They're three sisters and a cousin. The band started out when Stephanie texted her sisters and said, "Let's jam." That was back in 2013. They've since gone on to release a number of albums and go on national tours. Well, they have a new album coming out. It's called Post Toasty, with an album release show at George's. It's a free album release show at George's Thursday, June 6th. Ahead of that release show, I had a chance to talk to Stephanie about the new album and all things Witch Sister.
Well, the new album, it's called Post Toasty. So it's kind of like a follow-up to our last album, Good for a Girl. The sound in itself is a little bit less angry, and the content as well is slightly less angry, but it still has that delivery of kind of our kind of punk delivery of things as well. But it's more of a celebratory, kind of fun, but still, you know, hard album. We're dealing with a lot more like weird time signatures, and so it's groovy and funky, but then it's just loud and mean too.
As far as your role in writing the songs on this album, do you have some concrete examples of what you brought to the table?
I went on a work trip to New Orleans over spring break, and during one of our lunch breaks, me and my friend were walking down the street or whatever to walk off our lunch and what we drank the night before, and we were passing someone going the same way, and I saw this woman with the same name tag as me, just same name, but it was a name tag nonetheless, because I was wearing one because it was like a work conference, and it like spooked me for some reason. I was like, what dimension am I in? And so from that, I came back, and we were in the studio recording, and we had one track left to record, and Stevie was like, I have this written, let's just try to write something on the spot to get our 30 minutes in so we can have a full album. So we wrote it there, and I was like, okay. Because I'd written down past a girl on the street with the same name tag as me, and that felt cool. So I was like, all right, let's do something with that. So I built off of that in the studio, and it was kind of all about, I don't know, just being in New Orleans and how spooky that place is and just awesome. And then having that coincidence meeting with someone on the street. And so that was that.
I would consider bandmates being kind of, it's a type of family too.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys are a double family. Mm-hmm. So talk about that a little bit.
It's awesome. I think it's something that really gives us strength and kind of character in the way that we write and interact. And we just like have a lot of fun all of the time. Yeah, sometimes when you so-and-so may know exactly what to say to really upset you. But it, as quick as that happens, you get over it, and like, you know, so there's really, you'd think there'd be a lot of bickering, but there's like not. It's just kind of like we're all here for the same reason, and we get to do it together, and everyone gets to like stand on their own two feet. No one's like trying to overstep or overshadow anything, so it's like, it's nice just not to be told what to do by a bandmate.
And maybe let's go back to early formative moments for Witch Sister, like mm-hmm. when you guys first solidified and your sound mm-hmm. and maybe yourselves as a band.
Well, I think that took a minute, because I mean, I think everyone starts off like playing covers, like we like covered like Johnny B. Goode and like Crossroads, because we're like, what else do you play when you don't even have any songs? But we all just wanted to play. But I think it was like maybe like our second album, we started to kind of form a sound that we just knew that we wanted to have like a big, powerful stage presence and a, like a fun show that like made everyone want to kind of just get out of their own shell and just shake it off like that. We know that we wanted to be kind of loud and just kind of like give a voice, especially, and a presence to like other females, basically. It's not just about dudes banging their head in the front of the crowd. Like, you know, we wanted to empower, well, everyone, but females in particular, because that's why we're together.
Mm-hmm. Thanks so much
yes,
for coming in.
For
and,
sure.
And congratulations on mm-hmm. a new album coming out.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Stephanie Pettit, lead singer in the local band Witch Sister. They have an album release show at George's Thursday, June 6th. They'll be performing alongside Groaners and Moonsong. Moonsong is a project by Cody Nielsen, who actually produced this album post-Toasty. It's a free show for 18 and up. I'm Katie Henriksen with this KYF Arts Beat.